Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the everyday experiences we all encounter in our lives and how to build momentum from those experiences to drive forward progress and great outcomes in our lives. And this week, I want to talk about something that has really impacted my life at different times and sometimes still does today, but it's something that I'm working on very hard to try and overcome, and that is distractions. Distractions are those things that pull our attention away from what we really want to accomplish, the things that get our attention on anything other than whatever it is that we're supposed to be finishing. And this can happen at work, it can happen at school, it can happen in relationships, it can happen doing activities with your friends. Distractions are everywhere, all around us, all the time. And it can be so easy to give in to those distractions without even realizing that we're doing it sometimes, because there's so many of them all around us. And some of them can even seem like good things. And that's where I personally know that I struggle sometimes, is in being distracted by stuff that I feel like I'm supposed to do, by being distracted by work, by being distracted by success, by being distracted by different things that might seem like good things that I can convince myself even are good things, but they stop me from achieving the best outcomes that I possibly could. So whenever these distractions come along in your life, and whatever it might be that you're facing, if it's in school and you find yourself distracted by activities outside of school that make it so you don't focus on studying as much as you should, that make it so you don't get as good of a grade as you know that you're capable of. Or if it's your family and you find yourself distracted by work and you're spending all of your time working on your career and working on outcomes at your job and not spending the time and energy and focus on your family that you know that you should. Or if you're working on your health and you find yourself distracted by reading articles in whatever magazine about how to improve your health and performance without actually going and doing the work that needs to be done. All of those things are distractions in our lives that we can sometimes convince ourselves are good things, right? It's good for me to be working on my sport instead of my academics because I know that this will give me a more well-rounded presentation to add to my resume. Or it's good for me to work on my job and my career because I can provide for my family this way when you know that that's not the outcome that you're really looking for. Or I'm doing this research, so I'll be better qualified, better prepared when I do go to the gym so that I'll get the best results that I can. And it's easy to convince ourselves that we're doing the thing that we say that we want to do, even if we're just giving in to our distractions. And the one that is the easiest is when you know that you're supposed to be changing something meaningful in your life. You know that you're supposed to be moving towards your higher calling, towards your next step, towards your real purpose and your passion and your goals in your life. And you keep spending time doing other things that aren't pushing you there. And this is where I find myself distracted often by things that I convince myself are good. I find myself distracted by my job. I spend a lot of time and energy and effort working on things to solve problems and fix things and build a future in my career and in my job. And that is, it's not a bad thing, but it's distracting me from my highest purpose if I don't set aside the time, if I don't give the attention to fulfilling the things that I really want to accomplish. And it's so easy to find those distractions. And where we put our attention is where we make progress. And all that distractions are is they're just tools that keep us from giving our attention to the things that we really want and need to be giving our attention to. We end up giving our attention to whatever these things are. And sometimes they're big and sometimes they're small. Sometimes it's you doom scroll on your phone and you just end up watching reels or TikToks or whatever for whether it's 10 minutes or 10 hours. It's something that's distracting you. Now your attention isn't on the thing that you're really trying to accomplish. And sometimes we even put our attention onto things that we know are distracting us from the next thing because we're afraid of the next step, but we still lean into whatever that distraction is. We lean into that new relationship that you're so excited about and you know is good for you and you feel great about it and where things are going and it's awesome and exciting. And that could be really good. But if you give that all of your attention, instead of your attention continuing to be on the things where you're trying to go, the purpose that you're trying to accomplish, that's just a distraction. You should build good relationships and you should apply your attention to building that. But you shouldn't get distracted. You shouldn't give your attention all to the distraction and away from your purpose, because that's how you end up leaving behind your purpose and you end up building this distraction. And as the distraction becomes bigger, it becomes easier to pay attention to and it becomes easier to get distracted again away from the thing that you know is your next step, the thing that you know is your real purpose. And when you find yourself in those moments where you stop and you look at yourself and you look at where you're spending your time and allocating your attention, and you see, does this align with who I'm trying to become? Does this align with my next step? Is this an action that's taking me closer to where I'm trying to be? And if the answer is you find yourself making excuses and trying to rationalize all of those things that you're spending your time on and that you're doing, you say, oh, well, I just needed a mental break. I've been working so hard on this. I just needed 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes to stop and let my mind unwind. Sometimes that's true. But then if you think, okay, I did that and I did 5 or 10 or 20 minutes or a day, and then the next day you allocated another 5 or 10 or 20 minutes, and then maybe that slid into 30 minutes, and then a third day in a row, and then a fourth day and a fifth day in a row. And now instead of just relaxing your mind and stopping, now you're finding that you're giving up time. You're investing your attention and your time and your energy into something that is nothing more than a distraction that's keeping you. It's a tool. It's a tactic. It's an opposition that is stopping you from accomplishing and achieving your best possible results and my best possible results, because I'm focusing my attention on the distraction instead of on my purpose. And wherever I put that attention is where I make the most progress. And if I'm allocating some of that attention to the distraction, then I'm going to be making progress towards nothing, towards a distraction, towards something that's going to stop and interrupt and prevent me from accomplishing my goals. Instead of focusing that attention onto my goals and onto my purpose and onto my dreams. And those distractions are so easy to find, but they're also really not that hard to avoid. I don't know about you, but I know that when these things come up in my life, it's very easy to put my phone down and to stop scrolling news feeds or stop scrolling any of these other things. It's very easy for me to do that practically. It can be hard emotionally. It can be hard with where I've focused so much attention on this distraction that it now has become a big thing in my mind and in my life that it can be harder to get away from. But practically speaking, it's easy to avoid these distractions as long as I'm keeping my attention on the right things and as long as I'm deliberately focusing my attention away from these distractions. And they're going to come up. They're going to be there in your life and in my life. And it's fine to have distractions come across your path. We just can't give them power. We can't give them energy. We can't give them our attention, because otherwise that is what we will see grow. That is what we'll see succeed. And that's not what any of us want to succeed in our life, is the distractions. We all want something good and something purposeful and something meaningful in our lives. And the only way we can get there is to avoid giving our attention to the distractions. They're going to come along. We're going to get distracted, but we can't continue to give them our attention and our energy, or we'll never get to the purpose that we're trying to achieve. That's all I've got for this week. Thanks for tuning in this week and every week. I appreciate you listening. I hope that you found something that's useful and helpful to you and you find a way to push aside those distractions and give your attention to your purpose this week. Thanks again for tuning in. I can't wait to talk to you again next week.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.